Hello, and welcome to the first episode of our podcast, Nursing the Issues. This is Candace, and I'm here with Farah and Kat, your nursing student hosts. For today's episode, we wanted to have a conversation about when ageism meets racism in healthcare and how we as nurses can do more to improve people's experiences.
So over the last month, current events have centered mainly around two global issues. First, the global COVID-19 pandemic, and second, the reignited discussion on racism in the US and Canada after several incidents of police brutality.
I'm wondering how these events have shone a light on the current culture in healthcare.
Well, here in Canada, we all know that long-term care homes have been hit hard by COVID-19, and that has exposed rampant ageism in our society. Several news articles suggest that a lack of resources in Canadian long-term care homes before the pandemic probably increased the number of COVID cases we're seeing in those places now. I think that really shows our society's ageist values.
Yeah, wasn't there a meme circulating a couple months ago that described coronavirus as a boomer remover?
Yeah, there was. It was suggesting that coronavirus would kill off all the elderly baby boomers. I think this current crisis is highlighting a disturbing public discourse about aging that really disregards the value of older adults' lives.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Farah. And given that there's been a lot of recent hero worship around healthcare, I think that's actually quite a dangerous trap we can fall into, thinking there's nothing wrong in our sector.
Yeah, Candace, because the police have been demonized within the media, and healthcare workers are glorified, yet healthcare is actually equally culpable in reinforcing systemic racism. For instance, in the U.S., African Americans, they face higher risks of chronic and acute illness. They have a 6-year shorter life expectancy, and prevalence of dementia is reported to be up to 64% higher, according to a 2017 meta-analysis in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease.
Does that mean we're exempt up here in Canada?
Honestly, not really, because Canada, we have a different but equally oppressive history of colonialism and policies. Hence, people of color, immigrants, and especially Indigenous people still fare far worse when it comes to health outcomes. And here's Adrian Dixon, one recent example from BC.
The allegation is that a game was being played to guess the blood alcohol level of patients in the ER, in particular Indigenous people, and perhaps others. If true, it is intolerable, unacceptable, and racist.
Oh wow, that's horrible.
Awful.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this kind of racism isn't new in Canadian healthcare. A 2017 journal by the Canadian Medical Association showed that Indigenous people are often ignored or doubted in emergency departments. Meanwhile, a 2012 report by the Wellesley Institute showed that non-European immigrants are twice as likely to report health deterioration. Considering visible minorities make up 10.6% of those age 65 and older, addressing both racism and ageism should be a priority.
Yeah, discrimination is definitely a serious issue in healthcare. Even in our current clinical placement, I notice older patients who don't speak English tend to be more often ignored by nurses.
Yes, I've seen that too, where on units, patients get treated differently just because of language.
Exactly, Candace. Hence why the concept of intersectionality is important for us as nurses to understand here. Being older increases health risks, but being older and being a visible minority amplifies the risks, especially in light of COVID, which according to the CDC has disproportionately affected racialized minorities and older persons. This isn't just a healthcare issue, it's a social justice issue.
That's very true. COVID-19 has definitely revealed already existing disparities in healthcare. What do you guys think we can do as nurses to make healthcare more equitable for patients who are older and also racial minorities?
Yeah, so I was wondering about that too. So I did a little digging and I found a 2019 systematic review by Burns et al. That identified three interventions to address ageism. So first, there's educational interventions to reduce ageism. So think our ageism first aid module we did in our course. Second, intergenerational contact between older and younger people. So research has shown that an age-segregated society creates a mentality that older people are others, but direct and extended contact actually has a positive influence on changing that. And third, we can make attempts to change attitudes around aging.
Those are great points, Candace. It might be pretty hard to just change attitudes, though, hey?
Oh, absolutely. That's really hard. So think of it this way. When we encounter a patient who's a member of a minority or underprivileged social group, we can use it as an opportunity to reinforce and act out our personal goals to promote equity and fairness. A 2015 study by Byrne and Tanasini described this as an approach to overcome stereotypes. So it's a way to demonstrate our commitment to our set values of equity in healthcare.
Yeah, I really like that, Candace. And let's also not forget that we as nurses have a unique role to play as advocates for equitable healthcare. In summary, we need to care for people in a way that understands their lived experiences from an intersectional perspective. By being attuned to how both their race and age shapes their healthcare experience, we can consciously promote equity and fairness in our practice.